Okay, this is a poem about my misunderstanding of women. Somebody that I didn't like very much told me that I didn't understand women, and he was probably right, but I started writing this poem in a sardonic mood, but it turned into something more interesting, I think, than that. Not much I can say about it. It's called The Perfect One. My friend tells me I don't understand women. A good question to ask myself in private. Consider my suicides, my wives, who gave birth to me daily. Under their wings I was slick and charming. They were the coddlers who kept me. To the shadows of their breasts I brought my grief. But the man, the elusive one, hid his eyes and slept. Consider the advice my mother gave me, wheezing on her knee. Never marry a girl who can't sing in your sleep. I never did. I couldn't find her. I lay awake. A boy takes wives by being forcefully inept. A man steps into a woman's life by being blunt. But mother's gone the way of most perfection, and father turned out to be right after all. When I was crazy, I touched a tree and asked it what it was beyond itself. I think I suffered a long time without knowing. In the mornings, a lady comes to rouse me. She is not my lover. She is not my mother. She is the future, and she is desperate to please me. When she hands me my toothbrush, I tell her, "Wait, you are the perfect one. I can see right through you." In the next bed, my father writes, "Everything will happen in its time." I had a dream last night in which she came for me. "I'm not ready," I said, but she was all smiles like the bark of a tree. As I grew smaller, she grew more perfectly large. Then she found it, my birthmark, and entered my body through that one remaining hole without teeth. "Get out," I told her, "you're just like me." She smelled like death as I breathed her out. All of this is written in the book my father wrote.